Prank call time.
We're going to prank call while we wait for Fractal. I only have about an hour and a half, so if he doesn't show up, I guess this will turn out to be an hour and a half show. So, daytime's actually pretty good for prank calls because people are available at businesses. So, let's see, what city should I do? Let's do San Francisco. You know what I should do is I should actually go on Yelp and look for, like, the worst reviews of the most rude employees at a restaurant or establishment and call those places, because you would think that would yield, you know, excellent results for prank calls. I think it would. I don't know. Hi, is this a Chinese restaurant?
Yes.
Okay, do you, I have a problem with Chinese restaurants usually because, are there Mexicans that work or do you actual Chinese people cook the food?
Chinese.
You have Chinese people cooking the food?
Uh-huh.
I think Mexicans actually cook it better.
I don't know, no idea.
So you don't have Mexican people cooking the food?
No.
Can you go get one for me, and then I'll totally eat at your establishment.
No, we only have Chinese people here. Doesn't have any Mexican here.
No Mexicans? Dude, no. You're in California. They are all over the place. Just go out and get a Mexican.
So actually, you want to order now or not? I'm really busy. I'm sorry.
You don't have to be a smartass about it. Are you being rude to me? Are you being rude to me just because I don't like Chinese people?
I don't care. So if you order by Chinese restaurant, I told you already we are Chinese people. It doesn't have Mexican people to cook. So you want to order or not?
No, I want Mexicans to cook my Chinese food.
Have that. Sorry, up there. Maybe you could hold the other restaurant. Okay, thank you. Bye.
No. Wow. Automatically it just...
Hi, hello. Billington?
Yeah, I think we got disconnected.
Disconnected?
Yeah, I was asking you to go get a Mexican, because I'll totally order if you have a Mexican guy cook it. Just get a Mexican guy off the street.
I'm sorry. You have a wrong number. This is a Chinese restaurant.
I know. I want Chinese food. I want some sesame chicken.
Huh?
I want sesame chicken.
Oh, you want sesame chicken? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So you want sesame chicken?
Yes.
So I was not the guy to answer the phone because I don't know what happened. You want to come pick up or deliver, you know, and I need the information first.
I want delivery.
Huh?
I said
for delivery?
God, I swear, only the Mexicans understand me. I want delivery. Delivery. I'm on 14th Street.
Okay.
Hello?
From now on, may I have your phone number, please?
Yes, it's 415.
Yes.
868.
415. 415.
God, 415-868-90. Oh, you know what? Just get a Mexican on the phone.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry, okay.
Why are you sorry? Just get a Mexican.
Just get a Mexican.
Dude, just get a Mexican, for real. Okay, I need someone, let's see. Have you been listening to the broadcast just now?
Oh, no, I actually just got in the door. I was out for a little bit.
Ah, okay, you're contractually obligated to stay around all the time.
What's going on?
Well, I just called a Chinese restaurant and I told him I only wanted to order if a Mexican cooked my food. I asked him, you know, you're a Chinese restaurant, do you have actual Chinese people cooking the food? And he said, yes, we're all Chinese. And I said, well, I want a Mexican. And he hung up the phone before he could get mad, so I called him back. And he didn't get mad enough. And I'm just wondering if you can call in, maybe from your Skype number. I don't know. I don't know if you can do that.
Yeah, sure. I actually just renewed my Skype number
my Skype out number yesterday, so I can call out.
All right, yeah, just call him.
Caller IDs for losers.
Ah, that time my microphone settings.
Phone losers.
And what am I asking?
That's what they did there.
Just order and then ask if Mexicans cook it.
Right.
And tell him only if Mexicans cook it, do you want the food? And get irate.
All right.
And report him to corporate. He probably doesn't have a corporate. Oh, he knows it's me. He's not answering.
Brandon?
Hello?
Hello?
Ah, yeah, I'd like to place an order for delivery. You guys deliver?
Okay. Hold on.
No, don't make me hold. I'm hungry.
I heard some vibration.
Sorry, I got a text.
Mute your shit. Yo, hello? I'm freaking
hello,
young.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
I'd like to place an order. Yeah, do you guys have teriyaki chicken?
Teriyaki chicken, please go to Japanese restaurant.
What's that?
Teriyaki chicken is in a Japanese restaurant. Here is a Chinese restaurant.
Okay, what do you got? You got lo mein?
You have lo mein and chow mein, yep.
Yeah, I want order of lo mein.
So you order for pickup or delivery?
I'll pick it up.
Okay, do you know where we are?
Yeah, I know where you are. I got Google Maps, buddy. Take my food order. I don't need you to be my GPS.
Do you know the address?
Yeah, I know. I just called you, man. I found your address on Google. I don't need the address. I need you to take my food order. I'm freaking hungry.
Oh, okay. Oh, but your sounds funny. So I don't know. You had a serious order or not serious order?
What do you mean a serious order? Yeah, I have a serious order of Chinese food. So can I get some lo mein or should I go somewhere else? Because I heard you guys were the best. So can I buy some lo mein or what?
Yeah, of course. But may I have your
good
number?
Good. Yeah, I want some lo mein. I'd also like an order of spring rolls. You got spring rolls?
Yeah, there's spring rolls, but the lo mein, what kind of lo mein you want? Chicken, beef, pork, or veggie?
I want pork. I want pork lo mein. I like it big and porky, so let's go. Pork lo mein.
Okay, so you may I have your phone number?
What's that?
May I have your phone number?
Yeah, it's 203.
Huh?
405.
Huh?
5525. That's my cell phone number, but I don't know why you need my cell phone number. I'm going to come in there and pick it up.
Just in case. I'll ask everybody.
Yeah, great. My name's Roy. So you can
I got
a big order here, though. Can we skip the formality if I get to the ordering? Because I got a bunch of friends here who all want food. So I want some pork lo mein. I got an order of chicken and
smoked beef. Okay, so you keep talking like that. I understand you're ordering, but if you keep talking, you don't let me talking, it's not really help. So I want to know your number is 203-405-5525.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
Okay. And what's your name again?
Name's Roy.
Can you spell that?
You want me to spell Roy? Really? R-O-Y, Roy.
Oh, Roy. R-O-Y. Okay.
Roy, yeah. Roy Wajas. Let's go. Roy, yes.
Okay, so you want chicken no meat? What kind of lo mein again? We have chicken, beef, pork, shrimp combination.
I said I wanted a pork lo mein. They make that
pork lo mein. And egg roll.
Pork. Yeah, egg roll. I want 5 egg roll.
Okay, any deal?
Yeah, I said I got a bunch of friends who want food too. You got chicken and snow peas, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is the chicken free range?
What range?
Free range.
What's that mean?
Ugh. Okay.
Well, I'm thinking you're not a serious order. Thank you. You call somebody else.
No. No, I want more food. Give me food.
He didn't even...
Maybe next... Like, what a jerk that guy is. I hate him.
That was the free range question. Totally must have... It must be a prank if you're asking about free range chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently,
no normal person does that.
they don't butcher their food humanely. They're like, I'll put in chicken, actually, kitty cat from the backside of the store.
I'm going to go on Yelp and find, like, the rudest Chinese restaurant. I'm going to do this right now. Which city should I choose? Which city is an extremely rude city?
Alabama.
Reno.
Reno, Nevada?
Mississippi.
Yeah.
Anywhere
Reno,
in Mississippi.
Mississippi. We're going to look up Chinese food in Reno, Nevada. And let's do highest. They don't have an option for least rated, which is kind of odd. So
no, because normally people don't want to look for the least, you know, so, rated restaurants. Like, hey, you want to go get some Chinese food? Yeah, let's look for the crappiest place to go.
Oh, Roxy does that. Ellerback, give your Android app of the week, and I'll give my iPhone app of the week.
Okay, my...
Wait, hang on a second. I just heard a noise. It sounded like somebody was throwing up.
Oh, that was my cat.
Sorry, that was me. I'm hungover.
No, that was really my cat. He walked by and he, like, burped in his face.
Okay, my Android app of the week... is the Nintendo 64 emulator, because Android users have that without jailbreaking.
Okay.
That's cool.
Or it would be the Flash 10 point whatever.
Guys. You only get one. Shut up.
Add-on.
Guys.
Roxy's talking.
I'm searching on Yelp. The search keyword that I'm using is rude Chinese.
Rude Chinese.
Much better results. I got a 1-star, but it's apparently just a hair place.
That's fine. I'll call it.
Should we call that place?
Tell them I want to
do it.
You know what, guys? Sometimes I oh no, this is bridal. Bridal alterations.
I need my gay tuxedo altered.
Yeah. And just, like, bash gay people the whole time. This is Reno, Nevada. Oh, well.
I'll be gay, but I'm gonna bash gay people.
Yes, but listen.
I'm a self-hating queer.
I just want to say, guys, sometimes I run out of ideas, and I get really scared that I can't do any more shows, and then I come up with a new idea like this, 1-star reviews. I'm just extremely proud of myself right now, and I just wanted to share this.
I'm really proud of you, Roxy.
So this has 2 reviews, and they're all 1-star. They're both 1-stars.
What do the reviews say?
And it's like a place that, alters dresses. And by the way, my kids are up now, so I don't know how long I can stay on.
Actually, I gotta go. I'm going to a movie. And
shouldn't you be in school?
Oh no, I'm on spring break. Yeah, so I'm gonna go. See you guys. And anyway, I would have gotten out anyway because early day Friday. But anyway, see ya.
Stupid school.
What? Nothing. What was that?
Hello. Yes. Hi. Hello.
Alterations, yeah. Connection.
Oh yes, I'm looking to get some alterations done in my tuxedo.
You guys are not sure how to hang up.
Sorry, my brother's on the line. Never mind, he hung up. Yeah, I'd like some alterations to my tuxedo.
Okay.
What do you charge?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you need done to it.
Oh, I need my inseam done. I need my lapel fixed. I recently lost a bunch of weight. I'm getting married, and my boyfriend insists that I get my tuxedo changed. Such a jerk. Anyway, I was wondering what you charge.
Oh God, she just totally hung up on you.
Wow, but she's a bitch.
She's already rude. You barely started.
I'm gonna call back to the boyfriend.
You're too long-winded. Yeah, yell at her for hanging up, just like all gay people do.
Alterations Connection, how may I help you?
Yeah, my boyfriend just called in and was asking for some alterations to his tuxedo, and whoever he spoke to hung right up on him. I'm sorry, but does your facility not cater to the homosexual community?
We cater to them all the time, sir.
Well, I don't understand why when my partner called in there and asked for some alterations, he was hung up on.
I don't know. It must have been the phone out front, and it goes in and out.
Oh, I see. So now we're taking the phone in the back? Is that we've got to come in the back now? We're not allowed to be, you know, handle it?
I'll tell you what, sir. Get to your point, okay? I don't know what your
point is. My point is,
I got a question. No, you listen to me. If you got a question about alterations or you want service, you come here. I don't really care what sex you are, what anything. But don't call here and get uppity to me, okay?
Yes, I am. I'm a male, all right? And my partner's a male. And obviously your store has a problem with the gay community. Otherwise, you wouldn't hang up on us just for asking for some alterations.
Well, we didn't hang up on anybody. I just told you that.
He was speaking with some woman, and he started asking for some alterations. He asked for some quotes, and she just hung right up on him.
Well, like I said, the phone probably went out.
The phone just went out. Just when she found out he was gay, the phone went out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Oh, well, can he speak to her again then, please?
No, you can't. You're speaking to the owner. You're speaking to me.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
How can I help you?
And your name is what?
Like, my name is John.
John? John, why do I believe you're not the owner and we're just getting the schluff off here? You know, I think you guys are
pushed. You know what, dude? I'll tell you what. Last time I looked...
Last time you looked what?
This is my business, not yours. So don't call and harass me, okay?
Harass you? I'm not harassing you, sir. I'm asking why you think the homosexual community isn't worth your time.
I didn't say... Where are you getting this?
Well, I'm getting it from
you. You are the only one that... No, listen to me. You're the only one who's brought up that word.
Who's brought up what word? Homosexual? Is it because you can't say homosexual?
Yeah.
You're afraid of the word gay?
No, I didn't say you can say it or not, but you're the one that's stuck on it.
Because I'm a friggin' queer, you bastard. I'm a flaming homo, right? So that's what's got... So I'm stuck on being gay, of course, right?
I don't know. Why do you keep talking about it? This is an alteration shop. How can we help you?
I said that my partner wants some alterations made. My fiance would like some alterations made to his tuxedo, and you people apparently have a problem with that. You think he's going to come in with some wedding dress and he's going to be prancing around in it, making you uncomfortable?
Hey, I got to be honest, dude. We're in Reno, Nevada. We have altered literally probably almost 100 dresses for dudes. So, you know what? The whole gay transvestite thing... we don't care. If you got money and you want alterations done, come in.
Good.
And as far as that goes, okay.
As far as what goes? What was that?
I said as far as if guys like to wear dresses or vice versa, I don't care. You know, let's say my check, This Is America. I was in the Marines for years so we could have our freedom.
When you were in the Marines, you guys like to wear a couple dresses? Good freedom and fun out there in the sun.
All right, dude, I'm hanging up on you now. You come down here anytime you want. You got
I'll be
big
down.
Guy, big tough guy, you big mouth on the phone, you think you're tough. You come
down
here anytime.
You got
a big
mouth. You
want
to put something in it for me? You want to put something in my big mouth?
Brilliant. This has got to be the best idea I've ever had, Rob. This is amazing.
These people are definitely very short-fused.
I found something else. I'm just typing in rude and putting, like, a city next to it. Yeah, let's see.
I like how you said you're from Reno and they do lots of dresses. Like we do hundreds of dresses for
and
guys.
And then he talks about the Marines.
Yeah.
Like right after.
Yeah. I was in the Navy. We were on ships together.
This
we mix each other up.
This cafe, it says, I think they play Sinatra on a loop.
I'm gonna ask you if they're Rat Pack fans.
And then it says the waitresses are rude. Let's see. Place was dead. The lettuce was limp.
Lettuce was limp. I ate some food there, now my lettuce is limp.
Maybe that should be the prank call.
Limp lettuce.
Even though my kids are, like, trying to bang down the door, I'm going to try this one, and then we're going to have to go, because Fractal didn't really call, so...
That's okay, let's call. I'm gonna complain about my limp lettuce.
Oh, okay, you want to do it so I can go deal with my kids?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, we'll make
let him be on the show.
We'll make it the Rob show. Alright, limp lettuce. Here we go. I'll be right back.
Okie dokie.
Wait, let me make sure they answer. It's not working.
Castle Hunter Sun Cafe Shakur speaking, how may I help you?
Hi.
Hello? Hello.
Hi, yes. Hi, I was in there about 2 hours ago, and there was a little problem with my food and the service.
Okay.
Yeah. My lettuce was really, really limp and kind of disgusting. Were you guys using, like, non-fresh lettuce?
I mean, just give me 1 second. Can I have a chocolate milk and Bud Light, please?
Yeah, you got a manager maybe I can talk to? That'd be great.
Actually, the thing is, you know, do you know who served you?
Do I know who served me? Well, it was a girl. There was a girl, and she was about 5'6". She had dark hair.
She had a dark hair. Is she Asian?
I guess so. She, yeah, kind of. I mean, I don't really look at that sort of thing.
Okay, but do you know what's the problem with the food or something like that? Because my manager is not here. You want to talk to my manager? She'll be here within, like, 3 o'clock. And I'm just wondering, because I was here too, so I was wondering.
Well, maybe you can you tell me the names of the girls that are working right now? And I'll probably remember the name. Can you tell me, like, a couple of their names?
The name?
Yeah, tell me 3 of the girls who are working right now, because I'm sure I'll remember the name.
Oh, okay. One is Susie, one is me, Shakura, and another one is Consuelo.
Yeah, Consuelo, that was it.
Consuelo?
Yeah, Consuelo, yeah.
Okay.
She's not a server, she's my supervisor.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I could have sworn that was the name that the girl mentioned. Maybe it was the name she mentioned when I said the lettuce tasted funny. What was the first girl's name? Is she a server?
Susie and
yes.
Shakura is me. Which side you were sitting? The window side? I mean, where are you sitting?
No. Yeah, Susie, I think, is the one that was serving me. Yeah,
Susie.
When I asked... Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, when I asked her where the lettuce was from, she told me that it was from a store, and I said that it tasted really bad, and she told me that was too bad.
Okay, he's coming soon.
And if I didn't like the lettuce, I could leave.
Okay, but the thing is, you know, my supervisor, she's here. You want to talk to her?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
Shit, I forgot I'm not actually muted. Sorry, guys.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, I was in there about an hour and a half ago. And,
okay.
And I had Susie, I think was her name. And I had this lettuce in my food that was really gross. And I asked her where the lettuce was from.
Okay.
Because it was all limp and disgusting. And it was making me feel limp and disgusting, so I asked her where the lettuce was from, and she said that it was from a store, and I said that I wanted to know if it was fresh lettuce, and she said if I didn't like it, I could leave.
Okay, so we heard you say you sit.
I don't know, what side did I sit?
You remember where you sitting? You sit the middle one?
I was sitting in a chair.
By the window, or...?
Yeah, sure, by the window. I was sitting in a chair.
Okay.
I demand to know where the lettuce was from, because I feel awful now. Where do you buy your lettuce from?
I don't know. So, you want, like, let me give you this number, the manager number, and you can...
I thought you were the manager.
I'm the supervisor. But
supervisor? What do you supervise?
Yes. Supervisor.
What do you supervise? No,
okay,
what do you supervise?
Like a check-in in the morning, like breakfast time. So for this I want, because I don't know what is the problem, you say the water or something like that?
No, I said the lettuce. I said the lettuce was limp.
Oh, yeah, you sent the letter, right? Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, lettuce.
Yes.
You know, like in a salad.
Oh, yes, now I remember you. You were sitting in the middle one.
Yeah, that was me. That's right.
Oh, yeah, remember you, sir.
Yeah, Yeah, and I'm feeling sick because I ate your disgusting lettuce, and I want to know where you bought it from.
So what do you want me to do?
I want you to tell me where you bought the lettuce from so I can find out if it was tainted, because it's now making me limp, if you know what I mean. And my wife doesn't like it when I'm limp.
Okay, just give me a second, please.
Don't put me on hold. Don't put me on hold.
Just give me a second. Let me talk to you. Marinero, can you come 1 second, please?
Tell me where you got that limp lettuce from.
But he said he was eating the morning and he got on the
bottom. Hurry the fuck up.
What if he is? Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Yes. Yes. Can
who's
I
this?
Help you?
Yeah. Who's this?
I'm in charge of the kitchen.
You're in charge of the kitchen. Where do you buy your lettuce from? Because I was in there earlier today, and that lettuce made me sick.
What did you have?
I mean, what I had? It was part of a salad.
You had a salad?
Yeah. Lettuce
Which
is
one?
In salad, right?
We always go to the market every day and we buy fresh produce from the market. So, and then we use organic salads too.
Great. Where do you go? Where did you buy it from? It's a pretty simple question because I'm feeling disgusting.
We go to the farmer's market.
The farmer's market?
Yeah.
Because
we go buy our produce,
there,
salads, and vegetables. I'm sorry?
You should stop going there because your limp salad is making me limp and my wife hates it. And it's, I feel gross.
We use fresh ingredients every day. We go to the market every day and get the salads from the local farmers market.
Do you check them for aphids?
Check for what? I'm sorry.
You check for aphids.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
Aphids. Do you check for limp mites? Bugs. Do you check for bugs on the food?
Of course, we do that all the time. Oh. We've never had any complaints from the customer so far because we know that we always use fresh ingredients. We get it from the local farmers market, and we use organic salads. I can show you the box. It says organic.
Yeah. What's the name of the company on the box? What
Hold
farm
on
is
sec.
It from? What farm is it from?
Hold on 1 sec.
Dude, the box is legit.
He was talking to me. I was still about him. Like, my people are like, he's here.
What? What is it?
I want a free meal. Give me a free meal.
Yes, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it says Earthbound Farm Organic Spring Mix.
Earthbound Farm? Well, you guys got to stop buying from there. Anyway, I want a free meal and some Viagra to make up for this because your salad left me just feeling disgusting and limp.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, this is the you can check everything. That's fine, but that's why I'm telling you the name of the where we got it from.
Super duper, I got it now. Yeah, Earth Farm. Earth Farm,
yeah. Most of the restaurants, they use this brand too, so I don't know. But we always get it every day fresh.
Well, I'm going to call you guys have like a corporate office? Because I'm going to call them and tell them you should never buy from there again because they're disgusting.
Yeah, you can call. I don't know if you have our business card, but we always have it here. And you can call us anytime because the owner have like 5 restaurants. This is not the only one.
Yeah, what's the corporate number? The number for the restaurant chain.
Okay, I'm going to give you the manager's number, okay?
Yeah, you should do that. What's the number?
Yeah, the number is 415. All right.
Well, I'm going to be calling that cuz I'm going to get to the bottom of this cuz now I got limp lettuce in the pants here and I feel disgusting and I want a free meal and I'm going to need some Viagra. This is ridiculous.
So, you know, in the future, don't serve lettuce from Earthbound because they're terrible.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. It is good to know.
Yeah.
So am I going
to... All right. Hey, there's no reason to be a smartass, okay?
That's my mom.
Sorry, say it again.
That's my mom.
I said there's no reason to be a smartass about it.
She thinks you're being a smartass. Are you being a smartass?
Why are you saying that?
Well, because you're just kind of agreeing with me.
You're like, oh yeah, nice to know.
So are you?
I mean,
really
I'm being very nice with you right now. I'm trying to answer every of your questions.
Well, good, good. Am I going to get a free meal and some Viagra when I come in?
Every of
well, you questions. Well, you need to talk to the manager. I'm not in charge in the front. I'm in charge in the kitchen, and I already told you where we get the salad from.
Obviously,
so.
You're only in charge of the kitchen because you can't even speak English. Every of your questions.
Do
you have any other questions?
No. Listen, Roy. If that's your name, son. This guy is being a total jackass to you, and I don't appreciate it.
Are you being a jackass to me? My mom knows better. I'm not very smart.
Are you just trying to take advantage out of the situation? Because seriously, we've never had any complaint about that. You are like the first time. I'm trying to be
actually,
nice.
Actually, no, this is the second time. Because before we went to your restaurant, we read on Yelp limp lettuce, and we didn't believe it. And we went there, and they're right. It's limp lettuce.
Well, I guess you just have to talk to the manager then.
Oh, I will, buddy. I'll talk to the manager. I'll talk to the
all
manager
right.
about your lettuce leaving me all limp.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Maybe you should just stay in the kitchen like a woman.
Ha!
This is my job. What are you talking about?
You should stay in the kitchen. You should not
okay,
answer the phones.
Okay, just talk to the manager.
Anymore.
I don't want to waste my time
yeah,
talking
don't
to you, okay?
Answer the phones anymore. Hang up, pussy. Just hang up. No.
Stay in the kitchen like a woman. Are you going to call the manager's number?
Should I call it now or later?
No, I'll call it now.
Okay, because my kids are up, dude. But they're being quiet now.
That's good.
I just put them in front of the TV like a terrible parent.
Put some Sesame Street on and turn it up.
Hey, kids, watch TV while I make prank calls and do some dumb show.
Hello? Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, my son and I were just in there earlier, and we called about the lettuce. It's really bad lettuce, and the guy that answered was really kind of rude. I think his name was John. Son, was his name John?
I don't know. He worked in the kitchen. I couldn't understand him. He spoke really broken English.
Yeah, we told him he needs to stay in the kitchen. He answered the phone. He was extremely rude. And he gave us your number. He said, call my manager. He literally
Hello?
Told us he did not want to deal with us anymore.
Yeah, what's your name?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's
are
your,
you the
what's
manager
your name?
Of Roxanne Cafe?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Yes.
Okay, your employee who works in the kitchen gave us your phone number because
okay.
we called to complain, and your employee specifically, literally, psychologically told us telepathically that he literally said, I do not want to deal with you guys anymore. Here's my manager's number. And he was really rude about our complaint. And it was just a simple
okay.
complaint about the lettuce.
Okay.
He works
okay.
in the kitchen.
Hello, ma'am. I'm sorry. May I call you on a different phone? I'm having a hard time understanding because you have a bad connection. May I have your phone number? I'll call you right back.
Yes, it's 484.
484
240
240
4050
484-240-4050 and your name, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Stacy, and my son's name is Rob. I mean, Roy. I'm sorry.
Okay, ma'am. I'm calling you right back. Just
okay, if one of us answers, it's Roy is my son. My name is Stacy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Shall I contact you shortly as soon as I get hold of another phone? Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, hurry up.
Hurry the fuck up. Thanks. Wow. Okay, so we're just going to not actually say the complaint until towards the end.
Okay.
Because it does sound kind of prank call-y. But it was a real complaint on the Yelp review. Let me find it.
I just like the fact that every time I said I wanted Viagra, he's like, sure.
Okay, it says, when I requested honey mustard, the waitress looked slightly confused and came back with regular mustard. So I then asked for ranch, and she gave me the dirtiest look, as if I was requesting her only child to be pureed into a condiment for the sake of my dry cold fries. The lettuce was limp, and the single tomato was depressingly lonely.
it's like poetry of the sadness.
The people on Yelp do that, though.
It's the fruit sadness.
Let's see. A lot of one-star reviews. Really rude wait staff. Paid and left before our food even came. They paid and left before their food even came.
How do you pay before you get your food?
Because you can't get the receipt, so... How do you pay? I don't even know
what that means.
The Mexican lady who buses tables kicks butt and does an amazing job, but the servers are all foreign and extremely snobby. So the Mexican lady is not foreign. The servers are all foreign.
Where's this Persian guy? He needs to call us back.
Yeah, I think he's Iranian.
He's got a lot of chest hair, that's all I can tell you.
I came, I ordered a cappuccino. Oh wow, they went to the restaurant and they came. This says, I will make this as brief as my visit to the cafe. I came, I ordered a cappuccino, I spat out chunky sour milk and stale coffee, and I left never to return. So, I don't know, if I came at a restaurant, I don't know, I'd be pretty satisfied with that, actually. Alright, this guy's
but I like it that they said they never have complaints. You want to take it? Go for it.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello?
Hi, it's Stacy.
Hi. Yes, how are you, ma'am?
I'm okay,
wonderful. Sorry, we had a bad connection there.
It's okay, can you hear me better?
Yes, I can. Are you on the speakerphone? There is like an echo. I think that's the problem. I thought it's the connection, but it's just the echo.
No, I don't know. I have a dolphin.
Well, because I'm having a hard time. Everything I hear two times.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Hold
on. Let me see if I can fix that. Yeah, is it working now? Better?
No, it's the same. Yeah, it's like an echo after it.
Like echo of dolphin?
Sorry?
Nothing. Hold on. Is this better?
No, ma'am.
No,
still.
I don't know how to fix it. Here, let me give
the
phone. Hang on, let me just give the phone to my son. Hold on. Roy.
Alright.
Yeah, Mom.
Come here.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I ate at your restaurant earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Roxanne Cafe, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the food was terrible. It made me sick.
What did you have, sir?
I had a salad.
What kind of salad?
I don't know, it was just a salad. It was like a Caesar salad.
Caesar salad?
Yeah.
And you eat the Caesar salad made you sick. What time were you in the Roxanne Cafe?
It was like 2 hours ago.
Okay, 2 hours ago you were in Roxanne Cafe, you had the Caesar salad and it made you sick?
Yes. The lettuce was the lettuce. The lettuce was terrible. I've been throwing it up romaine, all day long.
The romaine lettuce?
Ugh. Oh, I just did it again. I puked in my mouth. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, sure. The romaine lettuce. Yeah. The stuff.
Well, the romaine lettuce cannot make you sick. And plus, if you have any problem with the food, it takes 4 to 5 hours, sir, to show if there is any problem. Like,
what, are you a doctor? Are you a doctor now all of a sudden?
Yeah, I am.
Really? What do you have a doc? What degree do you have? Where do you have a degree from? Did you go to?
Well, I know about the food poisoning, about the food safety, everything.
Really, really. So, like, you went to John Hopkins or something? You got a medical degree in food poisoning? You worked for poison control for a while or something?
Hello, sir. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk on a professional level, please.
I'm putting professional level. It's not a job interview. I'm calling you to tell you that your food made me sick.
Well, the food does not make you sick in 2 hours, sir.
I've got a very weak stomach as it is. That's why I eat salads, and I don't expect to go into a restaurant and eat salad that's going to make me puke. And what do you mean it takes 5 hours to get sick? You can get sick in 20 minutes. You can get sick in 10 minutes from something that's bad, like a poison in it.
Sir, there's no poison in the food, sir.
I didn't say there was poison in the food. I just said that you could get sick pretty fast from poison. But you can get sick really fast from bad food. It doesn't take 5 hours.
Sir, if you like to speak to any doctor, they will tell you it takes
You already said you're a doctor. You said that you've already been to medical school. So.
Well, apparently you don't believe me, but if you speak to anyone else, they will tell you the same, sir.
I'm asking, what medical school did you go to?
Okay, that's beyond the point, sir.
It's not beyond the point.
I'm very sorry that you feel this way, but it cannot be from a Caesar salad, sir.
Well, you just claimed that you're a doctor, so I'd like to know what your credentials are.
Okay, sir. Anything else I can help you with?
No, I want to know what you're going to do to rectify this situation. And by rectify, I mean me, because I'm very limp now from eating that salad.
Well, the people don't get sick from eating Caesar salad, sir.
What do you mean? No one's ever ate some lettuce and gotten sick? Didn't you hear about what happened at Taco Bell? Taco Bell had a bunch of bad lettuce, and everybody got sick from that.
Yeah. Are you visiting San Francisco, or you live in San Francisco, sir?
I live in San Francisco.
And you are in the neighborhood? You live in the neighborhood?
Why are you asking me where I live? I don't see how that's relevant.
Okay, I would like to know how we can make this situation feel better for you.
I want you to pay my medical bills. I want a free meal, and I want you to pay for some Viagra for me now that I'm all limp from your limp salad.
Well, I'm very sorry. That's not going to happen, sir.
Well, what's going to happen then? How are you going to rectify the situation? You said you want to rectify it, and I'm limp,
well,
so get it up.
Nick, sorry?
I said, how are you going to make it up to me?
Well, next time you're in the area, I can give you some discount. That's what I can do.
Well, what are your waitresses going to do for me? They were very rude to me. They told me that if I didn't like the salad, I could leave. When I go in there next time, is one of them going to blow me to make it up to me? Because that would really help. I need to be filleted in order to get over this limpness.
Right. Well, I'm sorry for the bad experience we have. Next time you're in the area, please let me know, and we will give you some discount.
But you didn't answer my question, though. Can one of them fillet me? Because I could really use that.
What? Say it again.
Can one of your pretty waitresses fillet me? That would help me out a lot.
He's not a doctor.
Okay.
He doesn't know what that means.
Oh, okay. My mom says you're not a doctor, actually, so you might not understand fillet.
Okay.
Can one of your waitresses get down on their knees and slob on my knob, because my knob is all limp from the salad, so
I'd like somebody to help me out and get me all hard.
Son, that's what? Not very nice.
What? What was that?
Shut up, Mom. I'm trying to get a BJ. Shut up.
All right. As far as I'm concerned, this conversation is over. Goodbye.
No. You tell me.
Bye, Doc.
What are you doing, Mom? I want to get a BJ.
I know. Oh, limp back. I mean, are you limp now?
No, I'm all excited.
Oh, man, that was great. I have to go, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. I'm going to play my outro. Ah, there's my kid. Yep.
Hope everybody enjoyed the impromptu stream.
Sorry Fractal didn't show up. Fractal is missing. Maybe he got into an accident or something. I hope not.
Yeah, that'd be a bummer.
We're always making up rumors about PLA people dying. When they actually do die, no one's going to believe it.
Is anyone from the IRC listening?
I don't know. We have about 9 listeners. I think some people were. I don't know. Oh, wow. Everyone, listen to my fun show on Wednesday and stay tuned to cacti.radio.com/fun show for more shit. Like prank calls. So many prank calls I have to go through that I just haven't gotten around to. I mean, I didn't even do my schoolwork today, so I'm just, like, totally behind. And thanks, everyone, for making me fail school. And thank you, Rob, for being an awesome son.
No problem, Mom.
Bye, son. Good night. Good luck. Hope you get BJ.
I listen to the fun show every Wednesday night on Cacti Radio.